morning and welcome to Eesti Energia conference call that summarizes our second quarter results. Hopefully you have managed to download the slides for this presentation from our investor relations website. Essentially we'll be walking through these slides one by one, followed by questions if there are any. So without further ado, let's go for the slide number 3 where we show a snapshot of our quarter. I mean, essentially it presents a story that has been going on already from the first quarter. So you can see the continued sales revenues reduction this quarter by 11.5% to €181 million. On the other hand, the EBITDA has remained resilient in the second quarter. We even managed to grow it in a minor way by 1.9% to €69 million. And operating cash flow-wise, there is a slight drop to €63 million, and the investments have been quite high in this quarter at €85 million. But we will go through these themes, basically all of them, over the course of this presentation. But before we do that, let's first have a look at the markets that obviously determine our profitability to a large extent. So if we move to page number 4, there we present the current picture in the Nordic Baltic power markets. So Nordic power prices have continued to be under pressure and drift lower in this quarter, and the same way the pressure was felt in the Estonian North Pole spot area. So the average price for the quarter, it was around €30 per megawatt hour, which is 13.6% lower year on year. There were still constraints between Estonia and Finland, so the Finnish price remained lower. And actually, Nord Pool spot price in the system price actually remained lower still. So all in all, in consideration, it was a quarter of low prices throughout Nord Pool. So hence, obviously, as the power prices are lower, then obviously that puts pressure on our clean dark spreads as well. And you do see that in the current quarter, the market-based clean dark spread dropped to €1 per megawatt hour. So both because of the lower electricity price, which affected by 7.7 euros per megawatt hour, but also due to higher CO2 and oil shale costs, which in combination had an impact of 3.4 euros per megawatt hour. So all in all, it looks like it's quite a challenging market. I mean, just one thing I'd like to point out more on this slide number 4 is the Latvian power prices. I mean, Latvian power prices are pretty much the same as Lithuanian, and obviously they have remained higher than Estonian prices, as there is a bottleneck on Estonian-Latvian border. But why this is important, let's see the next slide number 5. If we turn to that, then actually what we have experienced in this quarter is increasingly divergent peak and off-peak power prices. And this slide here establishes both the average quarter price, average daily price, but more importantly, the gray band actually presents the maximum and minimum prices in each day. And really, the phenomenon is such that during peak hours, the market price is quite often driven by Latvian prices and Lithuanian prices, with the maximum prices in peak hours ranging between 40, sometimes even 60 or above euros per megawatt hour. On the other hand, the off-peak hours are quite often driven by Finnish and sometimes even Swedish prices, which essentially bring the off-peak hour prices at some point to the level of 5 euros per megawatt hour or slightly higher. Hence, it really becomes critical for our operation to sort of increase generation on the peak hours and try to tune it down on the off-peak hours. And essentially, if you look at only the €30 per megawatt hour, then one may think that it is difficult to generate at that rate being profitable, but obviously on peak hours these prices can be better. So that is the main driver of success. Essentially, flexibility is the main driver of success that we can experience in the next quarters if our generation fleet can be more flexible. Right, so that much about power markets. If we now turn to slide number 6, then what we see on oil markets isn't too positive either. I mean, over the course of the second quarter, oil prices did stage a small recovery. You do see that that there is essentially 15 or 19% quarter-on-quarter increase. However, the picture has been reversed in July yet again, and altogether the Brent prices, oil prices, as well as the reference product of our shale oil sales, the 1% sulfur content fuel oil prices, both have traded at substantially lower levels compared to last year. So, for instance, the fuel oil was at 298 euros per ton in the second quarter, which is 34.8% lower year on year. So we do see on the crack spreads potentially slightly wider, but it is actually not too drastically. I think the overall level of fuel prices and actual Brent crude oil price has been the main determinant over here. Right. That much about the markets. If you now turn to page number 7, then we start looking at how these markets have had an impact on our results and how Eesti Energia has fared in the, during these rather challenging market environments. As mentioned, our sales revenues have reduced by 11.5%, and mainly it is due to the decline in electricity sales revenues. The other products, distribution and shale oil, did a bit better. If you look at on EBITDA, then obviously actually we have managed to increase the profitability still, or maintain the profitability of our main products in this quarter. So together, electricity, distribution and shale oil, all of them have seen slight increases. So, and as I think we'll not spend more time on page number 7, but let's go through these products one by one. And the first product is electricity, page number 9. Still one of our main products, if you look at in terms of sales revenues, just short of half, 47%. So here the story is really telling that given the drop in power prices, we have generated less, we have sold much less power this quarter. And obviously it has been you can see it on the right-hand side where electricity sales volume has been reduced by 24.2%. And it has really come on the back of the reduced sales in the wholesale market, in normal spot markets, whereas our retail market shares has held up reasonably well. In terms of the average electricity sales price, the picture on the left-hand side is a bit more nuanced, and obviously there the derivative instruments increase it to some extent in this quarter. But I think the main story really is that we have managed to avoid a large drop in the average sales price, mainly by being able to sell more power on the peak hours rather than off-peak hours. The 30 euros per megawatt hour average price is, as noted a few slides back, considerably below the peak hours. So we try to do that, and that has been helpful. And obviously also we have maintained strong presence on retail market that where the market price movements have not always been fast as well. So essentially we benefit from both of these phenomenons, and that has helped us to still keep the electricity sales revenues from reducing further. In terms of hedges, we do have hedges in place for the second half of the year. amounting to 3.4 terawatt hours of power at 40 euros per megawatt hour. So that will help us in the second half in case the prices remain short of that. And in 2016, though, the hedges will be somewhat less. I mean, for the whole year, we have the same amount of hedges than for the second half of this year. And it is with slightly lower price fixed as well. So that's 37.8 euros per megawatt hour. Right. In terms of electricity retail market, what we have on slide number 10, then you do see that we have managed to increase the retail market share in Estonia and in Latvia in the recent quarter. In Estonia, our market share reached 60%, and in Latvia, 17%. So this is in continued big focus in the coming quarters as well. We want to do well in the retail markets. We have had successes in the large corporate customer segment over the last months, so that has been positive. And currently, our ability to sell fixed price contracts in Latvia and Lithuania has been also improved by the ability to hedge at least some of the border risk with financial instruments. So we look to take advantage of the opportunities also in Latvia and Lithuania, but obviously taking only measured risks over there. So in total, if you look at the whole total Baltic market together, then the market share remains, or we estimate our market share to be around 26% in the Baltics in the second quarter. Right, and after all the sales performance, both in wholesale and retail, then now let's turn to slide number 11, where we discuss the electricity EBITDA. I mean, obviously, the negative, let me start from the fact that, first of all, we did manage to grow our electricity EBITDA by 3.8%. It's not a lot, but 24 million euros we did earn this quarter. And the largest negative influences did come from reduced sales volume, which obviously you sell less, you earn less. So 11.7 million euros negative influence was there in this quarter, and also the actual amount of financial hedges we had in place compared to last year was also lower. Hence, actually, it did benefit our EBITDA this year less than last year. On the other hand, we did manage to increase our sales margin from lower variable costs and higher subsidies and municipal waste fees in some of our subsidized production. And even more importantly, we managed to actually reduce fixed costs by 6 million euros, and the largest impact came from lower maintenance spend. Furthermore, we also had lower recurring other costs. I mean, for instance, the Latvian and Lithuanian portfolio revaluation negative impact that we had last year did not occur this year. And we did also have lower environmental provisions in the second quarter this year compared to last year. So there were quite a few cost-reducing initiatives and influences which we undertook this quarter. And all in all, it did balance the reduced generation and sales volume. But all in all, obviously, the market remains challenging. We were very, very hard on our flexibility of generation to reduce our generation on off-peak hours, try to increase it on peak hours, and hence that is really in focus heavily this year, in addition to the retail market share that we have been focusing on. Good. That much our main product. The electricity sales. If we now turn to distribution, then page number 13 provides you the picture on distribution revenue. The recent quarter has been quite sad in many ways in the Baltics. I mean, there hasn't been much of a summer, but obviously distribution network has benefited from the lower than average temperature. So actually the distribution volume has increased by 2.4%. And that has also helped us to actually increase the distribution sales revenue by 3.1% to 55.9 million euros. There is also another positive factor in play here. The network losses have remained at low level of 5.2%. That is the same level of last year. And we have also added some additional revenues from street lighting sort of services that our distribution network provides alongside with its partners. So all in all, solid quarter by distribution network. And if we actually look at the profitability as well on page number 14, then you actually do see that the EBITDA even increased by 7.5% to €28.6 million. 42% of our EBITDA this quarter came from the regulated distribution network, so we are very happy with that. And the main reasons for the better profitability were the margin and the volume. Volume we discussed, but margin we also had a positive impact from actual low power prices, given that the distribution network purchases its electricity for losses from the market, then actual lower market price benefits the distribution, and that was one of the main reasons of the better margin. On the flip side, there were slightly higher fixed costs, which were related exactly to the street lighting new product. But together with all the margin and volume impacts, still the picture was quite positive this quarter. In terms of technical factors or key figures, which we have on the right-hand side on the bottom of the page, there you do see the SAIDI, which is the average interruption duration, jumping slightly in the second quarter. It was to do with some small storms in June, which did increase the interruption duration slightly. But obviously, distribution network does remain still dependent on the weather conditions. So we try to work with that as well as part of our investment program. All in all, there's only a quarter from our regulated business, and we look forward to seeing more of that in the coming quarters. So we hope the summer remains cold in Estonia and benefits our distribution network. In terms of shale oil, also the picture this quarter was mixed, but in terms of the sales revenues, we did see a 22% increase to €24.2 million. And really it was on the back of the larger sales volume. We did sell 50% more oil this quarter than at the same time last year. And that was mainly driven by considerably higher production. We produced 29% more shale oil this quarter, 73,200 tons. And actually out of that, 29,000 tons came from our new NFE280 oil plant, which actually was even offline for technical improvements for 1 month. So all in all, we do see the increased volumes as a very positive. And that has helped us obviously also to balance the reduced shale oil sales price. On the left-hand side, you see we sold our product for 18.9% less than last year. It is driven by the fuel market. Nothing much we can do about that, but obviously larger decline was avoided thanks to hedging instruments. We do maintain good hedges in place for the second half as well. We have 105,000 tons hedged for the second half with an average price of €415 per ton, and the next year we do have also 131,000 tons in place for the full year with slightly lower price at €366. So altogether, positive volume performance and the positive sales revenues. If we turn to EBITDA on page number 17, then there the picture is obviously as well mixed. There is a negative effect from lower margin, mainly due to lower sale price. But on the other hand, we have stronger hedges in place and larger gains on derivatives, which that means. And obviously the volume impact has also benefited ourselves. So all together, 11.6% higher EBITDA in shale oil at €14.1 million was the result of the quarter. Maybe one more thing to point out is the slightly higher fixed costs in the quarter. It was mainly due to higher payroll expenses, and one of the reasons behind that was that last year, for instance, NFE 280 payroll costs were still capitalized, while this year, as it is producing, then it's obviously also part of the P&L. So that has had an impact this quarter. Overall, in terms of shale oil production and sales, our focus remains on higher volumes, remains on making NFE 280 work well and produce more oil also in the coming quarters. So altogether, it's 20% of our results in terms of EBITDA is today provided by oil. So it's already quite a sizable stake. Good. Now, if we turn to the other products on page number 18, I should say, then there you can see altogether sales 26.7% lower, EBITDA 58.5% lower. Quite large numbers, but it really is to do with one product mainly, and it is from the sales of oil shale, where we have essentially stopped to supply oil shale to an extra group client, and hence there is no revenues earned and considerably less profits from or EBITDA from other products and services. In terms of other products, for instance, heat had a reasonably good quarter with better EBITDA than last year, and also a new product, sales of natural gas, already provides a small stake in the sales revenues. And while it is profitable, then it still doesn't yet contribute as much to note it on the EBITDA bridge. But we look forward to further developments also in that product category. All in all, obviously, other sales, EBITDA, essentially remaining short of 10% of our overall results. So while the changes are large, then the overall impact is considerably less. Good. Now we have covered the sales and profitability bits. Let's turn to page number 19. There is essentially an representation of how our EBITDA earned this quarter translated into operating cash flow. Then, all in all, it was 8.6% lower than the EBITDA. And if we look at now the components, then obviously provisioning CO2 expenses within EBITDA helped our operating cash flow, as the former is a non-cash item. Main reason for the sort of change in inventories is higher oil shale inventories. We did mine more than we used in this quarter. But this allows us to increase flexibility of our generation in the coming quarters, but obviously it does tie up capital. So we will keep an eye on this in the coming quarters as well. In terms of current receivables and current liabilities, these are more the seasonal impacts on the receivable side, as we had larger sales of power in the first quarter, then obviously the outstanding sort of receivables at the end of second quarter were less, and hence that degenerates money for ourselves. And all in all, I think that these were the main impacts there to discuss in terms of operating cash flow. If we now move into the comparison of operating cash flow compared to last year, then again it is 16.95% lower at €63 million. If one takes, for instance, together in change in EBITDA, the CO2 impact and the derivative instruments, then that in combination accounts for €4 million sort of negative impact, if you will, because CO2 expenses last year were higher. In terms of inventories, again, the same influence that we discussed on the last page, the main reason behind the decline, and the other factors had a small positive impact over here. So essentially, the inventories is to take away again compared to last year. Fine. Now, page number 21. Here we plot our capital expenditure in this quarter, in the recent quarter. It was quite a high quarter in terms of capital in expenditure, primarily to the new Aura 300 megawatt power plant. It is scheduled to complete later this year. So there are some bulky payments in certain stages, and actually we have made good progress there. We have done synchronization already in the second quarter, and it has provided the first power to the network. So let's see. Hopefully, it will be completed on time by the end of the year. In terms of maintenance investments, these have been slightly higher also in this recent quarter at 12.2 million euros, and these mainly relate to the mining subsidiary and Narva power plants. And finally, I think it's worthwhile to point out that while we have quite a sizable investments and we have projected for increased investment this year, then the completion of the certain projects for most in the greatest manner the Auvere power plant will, or rather I expect it to result in reduced capital expenditure next year. So that is the plan we have. Moving to the liquidity and financing side, page number 22 presents the liquidity we have available as of the end of the second quarter. It was altogether 449 million euros of liquid assets and unused loans. So that also reduced slightly over the course of the quarter as we reduced our liquid assets to a little extent. After the end of the quarter, we have also reported that we have renewed our liquidity lines or revolving credit facilities in July this year. Previously, we had 150 million euros from three banks, which were valid until September 2018. Now we have extended or rather signed new contracts with a longer maturity until July 2020. Hence, this time with two banks, SEB and Pohjola. And previous liquidity revolving credit facilities were cancelled, and we have happy to have concluded the new facilities at good terms. So that was one of the sort of highlights after the quarter. If we now turn to page number 23, then here we discuss our funding policy and our debts and our maturity profile. We do have outstanding ratings, BBB flat from S&P and Baa2 from Moody's, both with stable outlook. You may have seen over the course of the quarter that we have been downgraded by one notch by S&P. And obviously they do mention the same factors that we discussed over the slides, the first slides of the presentation, challenging market environments, and they have also pointed out the increased financial risk given that the leverage is increasing and has increased over the last years. In parallel to this, we have actually also altered our financial policy or changed our financial policy. We have, after due consideration, we have established the new net debt EBITDA threshold at 3.5 times, and this is in line with our owners' expectations, and that is the new financial policy we expect to follow in the coming months and years. So total debt at 934 million euros, mainly with two bullets in 2018-2020, as you can see in the bottom half of the page, and the net debt EBITDA, which we most closely look at as our financial policy tool, and that actually did come in at 2.3 times at the end of the second quarter. So we are well within our financial policy. If we turn now to page number 24, you do see the outlook for the 2015 as a year. We do show this outlook every quarter, and from time to time we do make changes in there. So this time we have looked at the prevailing market prices of oil, of power, and looked at the second half, the forwards available over there. And we have actually reduced our outlook for sales revenues, which was previously a small decline or slight decline. Now we expect our revenues for the full year to decline. And that is mainly due to lower prices in power markets and potentially forcing us to generate less power in as the power market prices are not sufficient to reward that. And that is part of the picture that you already saw in this quarter. In terms of EBITDA, we have not changed outlook. It remains a decline, and in terms of investments, we also have not changed outlook. So there we are going along the plan that we have established. Good. I think we have exhausted pretty much the full body of the presentation. To summarize, we have on page number 25, a few final thoughts. Essentially, it has been a, I don't know how many times I've said today that it has been a challenging quarter, but it has. Obviously, sales revenue is 12% lower, and while we managed to increase EBITDA to 69 million euros slightly, then and all main products earned high EBITDA, we have to work hard and be resilient and flexible in the coming quarters to carry on with that performance. Our investments in this quarter were quite large. They grew 51% to 85 million euros. Again, as noted, following the completion of our, they should reduce substantially. And obviously, to note on investments, we did have a good quarter on our oil plant. So we hope to see even better performance from that in the coming quarters. Finally, new financial policy established and obviously liquidity contract signed. I think these were the sort of financial side highlights of the second quarter. So that really concludes the main body of the presentation. I mean, we have a few appendices in the back. I will not go through them in detail, but in case you have any questions either on the main body or the appendices, then please feel free to put forward these.